Recently, at their respective town council meetings, Chapel Hill and Carrboro recapped their current financial standings after an unprecedented year. Fiscal years for the towns end on June 30th and start anew on the 1st of July. The way the year is split up, the 2020 fiscal year had 3 months of pandemic hardships built in. While reviewing Chapel Hill's financial standing for the 2020 fiscal year, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger said overall, the town fared better than anticipated.
We held very well for that year because we'd had pretty good returns in the first 9 months of the year. This year, by holding back hiring freezes and not spending the monies and doing certain things, we're doing okay. We're really losing in our parking fund and some other funds like that and fees for service. There's miscellaneous pieces, but because we had a healthy fund balance, that savings account that you keep for rainy days, we are going to be okay. And that's an amazing thing to be able to say in a community is that we're going to be okay. We don't have excess funding, but we're going to be able to make things work out if we stay on track the way we are right now.
Some of the most prominent financial strain for the town came from lost parking revenue. Chapel Hill ended the 2020 fiscal year with a loss of $500,000 from the parking fund. This deficit mostly stemmed from the town not charging for parking from March to July in an attempt to stimulate downtown business. The town's Parks and Recreation Department also saw big financial losses stemming from no facility rentals, no pool passes sold, and all summer camps being canceled. Despite this loss of revenue, the town's financial stability was cemented with a surprising influx of collected sales tax.
Sales taxes collections were all over the place, and we run in arrears, so we don't have those numbers from the state yet. We have about 3 months we run behind the state getting it to us. And so there's not quite a trend, but we had two of our highest sales months ever, we think because of the stimulus money that came about at the beginning of the summer. But most of the budget cutting that we've done has been our hiring freeze, and it's mostly personnel, as you can tell, so some services have been rearranged.
Since the end of December, the town of Chapel Hill has saved $1 million in personnel savings from an internal hiring freeze. Ahead of the first 6 months of the 2021 fiscal year, which just wrapped up in December, the town of Chapel Hill projected a 5% decrease in revenue collections. However, that prediction has since been proven wrong. Just 4 months into the year, more than $485,000 in additional sales tax was collected, a 4.13% growth. Right next door in Carrboro, finances were also the main topic of discussion during February's first town council meeting. Much like Chapel Hill, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle said their financial situation is not as dire as they previously expected.
You look at our two biggest sources of income for the town, you know, number one is property taxes, and, you know, that has remained fairly stable through this year, and so that's good. And then the second is through sales tax, and, you know, we weren't sure how COVID would affect our sales tax, and it turns out that a lot of folks in Carrboro are still spending money.
Lavelle said residents have continued to ramp up home improvements, order food from local restaurants, and shop local. Sales tax from July through October of 2020 was 2.3% higher than it was during the same time in 2019. Lavelle said the town's general budget is also in decent shape, with its own hiring freeze and deferment of multiple projects. Compared to this time last year, the town is now down about $708,000 in spending during the first 6 months of this fiscal year. Outside of the hiring freeze, Lavelle said this is mostly due to deferment of training conferences, travel, and major town repairs. Despite a steady sales tax, tourism and travel in Carrboro have taken a big hit. 2021 fiscal year revenues from July to November are down about 70% as compared to the year prior. You can learn more about the town of Chapel Hill and Carrboro's fiscal year recaps and budget deliberations on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.